Cast Ranger.
Welcome one and all to another extra extra Cast Ranger.
Thanks, Gar. Now I'm hungry.
You're welcome.
Okay. The part of Yellow Caster today will be played by Will Arnett.
You're goddamn right.
Hey, we're always recording.
ABR.
ABR.
Always be recording.
That wasn't even in the movie.
But it was in the trailer.
So?
Close enough.
Okay, alright.
Core 5 here tonight, including our lovely Lady Dreamcaster. And joining us over the internet is Orangecaster Noble.
Hello, everybody. I'm back.
What a riveting introduction.
You're back.
Are you back from outer space? Because it's Q-Ranger now?
No, I'm just back.
Okay.
Yosha Lucky.
All right, let's get right into the news. First.
Oh, my God.
I still don't know.
Common Sentai Go Riders.
Oh, my God. So it seems like Common Rider Ichigo and Go Ranger just did the fusion dance, and now they're like a Rider Sentai team, and it's fucking glorious. I love everything about it.
So if you're not looking at the video image, we have a team of 5 superheroes in the Go Ranger colors, which is red, blue, green, yellow, and pink.
You mean the general Sentai colors?
They're not all that color, those colors.
No, it's the more traditional color.
Mm-hmm. But they've each got a helmet styled after Kamen Rider Ichigo, including the puffy chest and the belts.
Yep.
And then they've all got the Go Ranger capes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We've actually got Aka Rider, Owl Rider, Ki Rider, Momo Rider, and Mido Rider.
No capes.
That's so cool.
It's great. Like,
you know, for a movie where the entire point is Sentai is made out of riders, I think you guys just went and took that way too literally.
Yeah.
No, I disagree. Apparently Ichi hates it. Crunchman fucking hates it because he's just a huge Tyson movie hater.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
But
I think they could have come up with way better ideas than this.
Oh no. God, yes.
No, this is great. This is combining Sentai and Rider into a single entity.
Here's the thing. Like, the Ichigo helmet was designed to be intimidating because he's like a lone superhero standing against an entire empire.
When you
take that helmet and put it on something that's more team-oriented and like, you know, fun for the kids, it really doesn't work.
I disagree.
It's like if you're playing Ichigo in Super Smash Brothers, and these are all alternate characters.
Yeah, that's great.
I was just thinking about Pink Captain Falcon.
All I'll say is,
AKA Captain Fabulous.
If you're gonna make any figure arts, make them of these 5.
Well, they already have.
No.
They already have the body mold for Aka Ranger.
Right.
Okay, so let's go ahead and put this down. So who does like this? Pink. Dream,
I'm okay. I'm okay with it.
Gar?
No comment.
Noble?
I don't care. I'm just glad red isn't all red like everyone else has, having the red accent.
Oh my God, you're right. Red's got a yellow chest and everyone else has a red chest. And the eyes.
Yeah,
thank you, costume designers, for differentiating.
Yeah.
Because that would have been horrible, just
right?
A solid red blob of Rider.
Just Aka Red as a Rider. Too much red! Anyways, that's going to be happening in Cho Superhero Tyson.
Fuck yeah, I'm looking forward to that so much.
The funny thing about that movie that I'm not sure everyone's realized yet is if you translate the title, it's Super Superhero Tyson.
No, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
GM Machine.
Yep. All right, next. Speaking of Cho Superhero Tyson, we have some familiar actors returning, which this much is obvious if you've been paying attention to the trailers at this point. So returning cast members include Ryohei Odai, who plays Shuichi Kitaoka, aka Kamen Rider Zolda from Ryuki.
That's actually super surprising they got him.
Yeah.
I known about that.
He was my favorite Ryuki writer, so I'm psyched.
Hey, he was one of mine for sure.
Unsurprisingly, Toshihiko Seki reprising his role as Momotaro.
I mean, that's not hard.
No.
He's not doing much.
He always comes back as Momotaro.
He's literally lending his voice. He doesn't need to be there for days at a time of recording.
Yeah.
He just has to show up, record his lines, and take off.
No, every single time Momotaro has been on screen, it's always him.
No,
always.
Yeah.
It's never not been him.
Japanese VAs are wonderful for reprising roles. They will take all of the work.
Well, except for Deneb's VA. He retired from the role. So
when?
In the GP movie.
Like, that was his last
role? That was his last role. Well,
that sucks. I will miss Jiraiya.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait a minute, he was Jiraiya from Naruto?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
And it's not like
that is literally the first thing I noticed when I watched Deno. Hey, it's Jiraiya.
And yeah. It's not like he's going to be, you know, coming back as Jiraiya anytime soon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next, reprising their role, Gaku Matsumoto, a.k.a. Yakuma from Ninja. Although, noticeably, he's changed his hair.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
He looks completely different.
It's now been 2 years, Gar.
Yeah.
Here you go.
And then Hiroya Matsumoto, a.k.a. Masato Jin, Beatbuster from GoBusters, as well as Magi Yellow.
I miss his long, sexy hair.
Oh, he looks kind of good. He looks pretty good.
No, he still looks cool, but just like...
He's definitely still around because he's in Q Ranger.
Oh my god, I can't wait to see him.
I know, right?
Background character.
No, yep. But we'll see him.
Next, returning cast, Atsushi Maruyama, Utsu Semimaru. It's Uchi!
It's Uchi!
From Kyoryuger.
And it's not that hard to get a wig that can just copy his hair again, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, Amu from Zoodra is coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yay.
Which, yeah. Again, wasn't hard since they were just doing their show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Amu, can you hold up a bit before you leave?
Everyone else can
let's
leave.
Let's record some scenes.
Hey, you still recording your V-Cinema? Okay, come over to this set. We need you.
Yeah,
okay.
And they also just
walked onto the wrong set.
And they also confirmed that the girl who played Kagura from Tokyuger is returning.
Oh, cool.
Because she was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Also, the voices for Urotaros and Kentaros are coming back.
Oh, I fucking hope so.
You mean Kintaros?
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Kentaros.
Kentaros. Next. This is interesting.
Uh-huh.
So, anyone who's paid attention to posts about the Kamen Rider Brave special know that apparently Foundation X is back in the works.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
that organization, they never did anything.
Foundation X is like the Shocker of the Neo Heisei era, so.
Supposedly.
I thought that was Jenna Shocker.
Anyways,
that was supposed to be what that was, and then they dropped it entirely before they actually resolved it.
Mm-hmm. So Premium Bandai has announced a new release of a medal holder with the X from Foundation X on it, which holds the medals for the Butobasoul game, which is also the same medals from X-Aid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The newest Kamen Rider arcade game, Kamen Rider Butobasoul, is played via the medals.
And if you scroll down, you see all the medals.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of them.
It's mostly just the rider designs.
Well,
the
actual medal holder comes with 24 medals, including four energy items themed around Double O's and Forze, the three series Foundation X has appeared in, as well as an additional energy item themed around the 10 Showa era Kamen Riders. Also included is a Butobasoul medal for Kamen Rider Eternal Red Flare and Brave Safari Quest Gamer Level 4. Excellent promotion.
Oh yeah, so apparently... Yeah, Genmu and X-Aid literally just share, like, half the fucking Heisei riders.
Yeah.
Like, X-Aid has one half, and Genmu uses the other half.
Yeah, the rest of the set is a collection of 18 Legend Rider gamers seen throughout the Genmu special and various Rider arcade games. X-Aid Ichigo, X-Aid Kuga, Genmu Agito, X-Aid Ryuki, Genmu Fize Blade and Hibiki, X-Aid Kabuto, Genmu Deno, X-Aid Kiva Deke Double, Genmu, O's Forze Wizard, and X-Aid, Gaim, Drive, and Ghost. So this metal holder set will release in July for 62.64 yen before middleman fees and shipping. Pre-orders have already begun. So if you're interested in collecting these medals, go snap it up.
Yokai Daijiten.
I am not, so...
I will pass.
Yep. The case is cool, though.
Yeah. It's got a big X on it.
Well, then, you know, on the back of it, it has... You know, Kamen Rider Eternal.
Red Flare Eternal.
It's got
AKA
yeah.
Kamen Rider Eternal T1 memory.
Utopia. Also, yeah, Utopia Dopant. And who the fuck is that on the right? Super Galaxy King.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's from the Forze O's movie.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Okay. Cool.
Next. Kamen Rider X-Aid Level Up. Figure series have posted official images of the release number 16, the Simulation Gamer, aka Snipe's level 50 power up.
There you go.
And it's pretty much what you are already expecting if you've seen the rest of this line and if you've seen what Snipe level 50 looks like. That is to say, it looks pretty awesome.
Glorious.
Yeah. So bulky.
I actually think they made the hat, like the helmet add-on for this release, look not too terrible. Because wow. Usually it could just be a trick of the angle. Because usually with these support robot add-ons, the way they attach the face add-on.
Oh yeah, I know. You can see the hinge there. It's the yellow parts.
It still operates the same way, but I think they pulled it off better than with previous releases. Mm-hmm. Like if you look at the level up figure for Geki Totsu Robots, no matter where you put it, it just looks terrible.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
At least with Shakuriki Sports, it's not that bad.
Yeah. So this release is just the Simulation Gamer Robot. It doesn't come with the Snipe figure. That's a separate release. So Simulation Gamer costs 1,500 yen and is set for a mid-March release. Also something of note, since I've been watching review videos of the Gashet Gear Dual Beta, it's actually Bang Bang Simulations, plural. It's not Simulation.
Yeah.
Which really makes it odd that everything has been saying Simulation with regards to that release. But anyways, I'm not going to nitpick. I usually would, but I don't care enough.
That looks... I love his hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his hat's the best part.
His little captain hat.
I just love how everyone is comparing it to Kantai Collection, and
yeah,
rightfully so.
Yeah, I was going to make that joke, but, like, everyone's made that joke, what? And also I'm dumb.
Raven, explain Konkoli to the lad.
It's boat girls.
Boat, yeah, that. I was about to say it.
What?
Boat girls.
It's like Moe... girls, but they're boats.
It's like this, but with women instead of riders.
Wait a minute, do they have like jetpacks and shit
they have,
on their
like,
legs?
No, they like, yeah, they like fucking surf on their feet.
Google images and put them in the video.
Fight enemy warship.
I think
checks.
I think my sister watched it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next. SH Figure Arts Renewal Hopper Brothers and CSM Hopper Zector.
God damn it, Bandai. Why do you do this to me?
Biggest question is, why are all the renewal figures so far mostly just been Kabuto riders?
You know what, that's fine, because Kevin's been wanting a fucking CSM B Zector. Probably Raven wouldn't mind having a CSM Sword Zector.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be fucking cool. Even though your proper Sword Zector, it actually, like, works now.
Yeah, it works again.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell that happened.
Because I have magic hands.
Apparently.
I would like a CSM Drake.
I replaced the battery on that thing and it didn't work afterwards.
And then one day when I was hanging out in Evan's place when he was at work or something, I just turned it on and started working. I was like, oh, and then he comes home. Hey, Evan, your Sword Zector works.
The fuck? When that happened?
Holy shit, all right.
I think you've officially been hanging out with me for so long that my magical cosmic imbalance of the minute I look at it, it starts working, it's starting to rub off on you.
Whoa!
Also, Ichi, you know how you said you want a CSM Drake?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that will never happen because...
No, I know it won't.
Apparently, everyone just forgets who Kamen Rider Drake was, including the writers of the series.
I mean...
Bastards.
Because he didn't go anywhere! It's not a traveling makeup artist!
It's not the fault of the design. Well, I love the design.
The writers probably hated him so much, that's why they killed him in the movie.
Bastards. Anyways.
Drake sucks.
No further release details for either product, but we are getting Complete Selection Modification Hopper Zector and SH Figure Arts Renewal Kamen Rider Kick Hopper and Punch Hopper.
I mean, I want everything from this, but I'm not going to. Plus, I already have the original Figure Arts of the Hopper Brothers, so... I'm okay for now. Like I said, I want them, but I won't.
So. I mustn't! It is forbidden!
Yeah.
Also, my credit card!
Speaking of figure arts...
Okay! Who's a fucking wise guy at SH Figure Arts who decided, yeah, let's not release Laser Level 3 quite yet. In fact, let's do fucking X-Aid Level 5!
Because it's easier to manufacture.
How is that easier to manufacture? It's a fucking mess of a design!
Because they already have the X-Aid body mold.
Exactly.
Bullshit!
Nope.
All they had to do was slap the friggin' dragon parts.
Pretty much it.
I still don't like it!
You know what would be funny? If they released Level 5 Laser first before Level
5. Oh my god, the fandom would flip such tables!
But I like Laser Level 5.
I don't know, his round head is just weird.
I like it.
His round
SH
head.
SH Figure Arts. Head. SH Figure Arts. Kamen Rider X-Aid Hunter Action Gamer Level 5 Full Dragon. It is not a Tamashii Web release.
No.
Currently slated for release in July with a price tag of 62-64 yen, which is not terrible.
I'll tell you what's going to be a fucking Tamashii Web. Fucking Mighty Brothers.
Probably.
That's
if they even make it.
So that's a mass retail release.
I'd like to say they will.
No, you know it's going to end up being a Tamashii release?
Hmm? Laser?
Yes, Laser Level 3 is going to end up probably being a webshop exclusive.
And I and the rest
because
of the fandom...
everyone wants it, just exactly. Like with SH Figuarts, Kamen Rider Chaser.
Yes.
You love them that much?
Correct.
Be ready to pay extra for
I
them.
I will pay whatever it costs.
You know what the Tamashii
putting that down.
You want to know what the Tamashii Nation's event figure will probably be? Genmu.
I want Genmu.
It'll probably be Genmu Zombie Gamer.
Figure arts.
I expect they will do a Genmu.
You don't want the actual Genmu?
No, I do.
I expect they'll actually do a Genmu Zombie Gamer proper figure arts because that design is too good for them to not do.
That's better. Wet nap.
That smells nice.
Yeah, it's a wet nap. Filled with chloroform.
Gross. Next. SH Figure Arts Sky Turbo. Yeah.
Wow, for a rider who specifically flies.
Lane, he rarely flies.
Why the fuck is he called Sky Rider?
Because that was the fucking gimmick, and by the way, that wasn't the title of the show.
Yeah, it was actually called Kamen Rider.
1980, Kamen Rider. It was supposed to be a reboot, and then halfway through the series, they started doing crossover with other writers.
They said, you know what? Fuck the reboot thing. We're going to cross it over with all the other show airs.
And we're just going to call
starting
Sky
with Rider Man, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though at that point, Rider Man was quote unquote dead.
Yes, but that was apparently his introduction to not being dead.
Anyways.
This is a cool bike,
at
though.
The
Sky Turbo can be purchased by itself or as a pack with the previous released SH Figure Arts Sky Rider.
I actually do love that. How, like, hey, if you don't have the rider yet, here's the rider and his bike. Sure, it might be a lot, but hey, at least you can say you have both items.
The standalone Sky Turbo includes an additional pair of hands for Sky Rider as well as stand parts to properly kickstand the bike. The Sky Rider and Sky Turbo set includes the above-mentioned accessories, as well as 6 additional hands, large and small scarf pieces, and an exclusive Tamashii stage with the Sailing Jump branding. That's cool. And it's blue. For some reason.
Did Rider Man have a bike?
Yeah, he had his own bike, but again, he only lasted like 6 episodes of V3 till he died.
That must have been awkward for him to ride because he had one hand.
I love this shot here of this Tamashii stage holding up the bike as it's doing a wheelie. That's pretty nice.
In fact, go read Kamen Rider Spirits, because it actually has the best Rider Man story ever.
God,
see,
does it
the
ever.
First iteration of Sky Rider I've ever seen was in the Die Shocker movie.
Where he was fighting,
he was fighting Ixa, and Ixa just fucking shot him out of the sky. And I was just like, wow.
Because Sky Rider's a terrible flyer.
And then you also, yes, when Decade fucking killed Sky Rider with that awesome final attack ride.
Oh, anyways, the Sky Turbo will release in June for $62.64 before middleman fees and shipping. Excuse me. And the Sky Rider and Sky Turbo set will release in July for $83.16 before middleman and shipping.
All right. Where's the Zeto and J bikes? Because those are the only two left from the show era.
Jay's too big to have a bike.
But he does.
They're roller skates.
I like that these articles for all these figures, they're saying now before middleman and shipping fees. So it's like, yeah, don't expect it to be this price.
It won't
wanna
be.
Know why?
It will be above this.
Look who wrote the article.
Shuki! Yeah! We still gotta get him on the show sometime, man.
Speaking of getting people on the show, we've been watching James Rolfe's review of his foray into Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
And it's fantastic.
I tweeted at him. We'd like to have him on the show.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
that would be so cool.
Yeah.
No, he is. And it's amazing seeing, like, a man who's never seen Power Rangers in his entire life just, like, have a different...
It's not that he hasn't ever seen it. It's just he's never actually sat down and watched
episode. It's interesting to see, like, a different perspective on it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, next. We have some details on the soundtrack for the upcoming Lionsgate Power Rangers movie.
It's just a bunch of cover songs. Who cares?
So
that's how it was for the original Power Rangers.
This is going to make a lot of people happy, I expect. There will be a remix theme version of Go Go Power Rangers. surprising no one, but...
What, are you laughing at the I Walk the Line?
No, the last one.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Let me get to it.
I'm just... Oh, okay.
There's two other tracks.
You're doing that, huh?
I Walk the Line by Halsey. And Sympathy for the Devil, a cover from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a weird feeling that's going to be the training montage music.
I don't know. The last time I heard it in a movie, it was being used to introduce Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad.
Oh, that song.
Oh, shit.
It is also...
That'll be for Rita.
Nah, too easy.
Like, Sympathy for the Devil, does that mean Rita's gonna become a good guy? Ooh, who knows? I don't know.
No.
It is also confirmed...
I somehow doubt that severely.
Yeah.
She's gonna end up like Count Dooku in episode 3.
It is also confirmed that fan-favorite Transformers music composer Brian Tyler will be the one doing some magic on the movie's soundtrack.
Bah! Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Is that a good or a bad?
It's a mix.
Okay.
Okay, he doesn't do any, like, actual music. He does the background music.
Okay.
That is actual music.
The only downside is it mostly all sounds the same.
Okay.
Okay.
You mean just like how all of actual Power Rangers music sounds like each other?
Like no, itself? Like how almost every single song for all four movies and possibly the fifth one coming out in June, all the background musics are just going to sound the same.
So this guy is taking over the job of Ron Wasserman.
Not really. Think of it more as, oh fuck, what's his name? John Williams from Star Wars.
Okay. Anyways, the movie soundtrack will be available digitally March 24th, while the CD will be released April 7th.
Okay. Next!
CD? Who buys CDs anymore? Oh, wait, that explains why HMV's closing.
Ooh.
But they sell pop figures.
Mm-hmm.
Saban Brands is probably going to skip Zoolander.
Possibly equals to...
I mean, let's take a good hard look at this for a second. Animals or space?
It's not even just that.
No, animals or space animals.
It's not even just that. It's the fact that, look at the cubes. They don't fit the Zord Builder line well. That's apparently part of the idea. There was an email from from Bandai. An interview. Where someone asked them, have they taken a look at Q-Ranger or Zoolander for Power Rangers 2019? Because Ninja Steel is going to be 2017 and Super Ninja Steel, whatever, will be 2018.
Ninja Super Steel.
Of course. And apparently the response from that was, we're still awaiting a final decision, but the cues from Zoolander won't be workable.
I mean, they could just replace the original Zord clips with Zord Builder ports and pegs.
I think their thought process is more the line of, these solid-ass cubes don't aesthetically fit with all of our other very angular and rounded Zords.
I got it. Zoolander with the Q-Ranger Zords.
No.
Then you also have to think about it like this. In the show, 90% of the time, the Rangers' nipples are glowing from them using their Instincts Awakens.
Yeah. So it's very possible that we will be skipping another Sentai series for Power Rangers.
God, I hate how Power Rangers become.
I'm kind of sad about that because I'd be really excited to see how they adapt specifically Misao. Because
now I'm never getting a Leo figure.
So Zoolander would be technically the fourth being skipped.
Third.
Well,
if you count Die Ranger, even though we stole the suit.
Zoolander.
Well, then you have Die Ranger because we just stole footage.
No, that was technically adapted since we got the Zord footage from it and
suits.
White Ranger.
You just didn't get the suits for the other five.
Okay.
Anyways,
like
that's
this
all...
is being skipped entirely.
On the matter of completely skipped, well, then you could argue, oh look, they put Baron Nero in Ninja Steel. Anyways, that's a whole other topic.
Excuse me.
Good summary. Toy Fair 2017 revealed some Power Rangers Ninja Steel figures.
Yay, Toy Fair finally happened. I thought they were actually not doing it this year.
So, we got some 5-inch villain figures, ninja training uniform figures, and here is kind of a heartbreaking thing. The Gold Ranger's Morpher in Ninja Steel is not going to be the burger.
Nope.
Nor is
it's
going
just
to be
our...
Can I please go in your room for a second?
Permission granted.
Thank you.
Close the window before you scream.
God fucking damn it!
Are you okay?
He's fine, don't worry. I'm okay. I'm just pissed off that they're not using the burger.
Yeah. Surprising almost nobody.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
They have instead elected to create an original thing that is some permutation of the Ninja Star.
Yeah, they just took the actually the Ninja Steel Morpher and just painted it gold. Like, gold, that's silver. It. Gold, that's it.
Here's the... Okay, problem number one with this. Here's problem number one.
There's the shot of it.
There it is.
It doesn't make the Six Ranger unique anymore.
No.
It has a fucking gun handle under it.
Yeah, so does the other morphers.
Does it?
Yeah.
But it doesn't... Oh.
That's how they hold it.
Like, that's the biggest problem.
In the show, they use the original model of the Karakuri Hengen. It doesn't have a gun handle under it.
I think it is slightly modified for the Gold Ranger, but just... Always the thing with the Sixth Ranger is, what makes him a Sixth Ranger is that his morpher is unique from everyone else's.
Yeah.
Like, even when Samurai, like, it wasn't the sushi roll, but at least it was, like, a different morpher from the other five, so...
Or hell, even with Mighty Morphin, his dino buckler was gold, not silver.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, that was just, you know, that was, like, back when they first started the Sixth Ranger thing.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Also, this is going to be really heavily original footage then, because for most of Ninja, actually all of Ninja, Kenji always used the, you know, his hamburger morpher.
Maybe they'll do the same shit and have him have it be a weapon he puts stuff in.
I wonder if Aiden's going to take selfies with the monsters. I doubt
it. No, but he does wear a cowboy hat.
Good.
And it's not Aiden.
Also,
it isn't?
No.
Oh.
Okay. Surprising.
Who's the Gold Ranger then?
Well, we talked about who the actor was earlier. Anyway.
So it's a completely new guy.
I think so.
Completely Rambo, because it's Judd Lynn.
Completely Rambo.
Damn it.
Also included in this bunch of Ninja Steel merchandise, including Gold Ranger roleplay set, DX Ninja Steel Megazords, including the UFO Megazord, the Ninja Master Sword, which is the Zord sword with the fucking chainsaws on it.
Oh, for fucks. Oh, I'll get to it later.
And then more, and then we'll quickly scroll through these images so we can all see them.
Yeah. I actually am glad that Bandai of America are making more villain figures.
I'm just happy there's a Star Ninja figure.
Yep.
So much. It looks pretty. Also a Kurimon
figure.
Yep.
Yeah, but
it's a Madame Odious now.
Like, these are prototypes, obviously, but just... God, just the colors on
them. They got the Bakaneko monster, the one that's the watch.
I forgot, it has a name.
Cat O'Clock.
Yeah, Cat O'Clock.
Of course it does.
Okay, but yeah, look at that. Go back to the Star Ninja figure quickly. Look at that. That's so pretty.
He does still have the guitar sword.
But he's even got the fucking holster that he puts his burger morpher in.
Of course he has the guitar sword. If they didn't do that, they couldn't use the stock footage of him.
Oh no, but even people were thinking, like, okay, if it's not going to be the burger, at least make the morpher the guitar.
Oh my god, these figures of the ninja training suits look like halfway they were rejected from both Mortal Kombat and T-Ranger.
I like the ninja training suits.
Oh, no.
Look at them, they look like Mortal Kombat rejects!
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I still think they look cool.
Round one. Fight.
And then I guess we're...
What?
I doubt they're going to do Superstar Ninja, maybe?
Why do they all have chainsicles?
You don't think so?
Because
nothing says ninja like a chainsicle, right?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Wasted opportunity. That should have been Red Butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Zords have armor, too?
Yes, because why not?
Star Ninja has some sort of glider!
No.
It's just for the toy.
What the fuck, man?
The battle station. I remember seeing this thing and wondering what the fuck it is.
See, this is what pisses me off. Like, they're making toys that, like, based off shit that isn't even in the show.
No,
it could be. We don't know.
You know what pisses me off? Showing off all this. GoBusters. Oh, it wouldn't make enough money. There's not enough stuff to produce.
And then they just go and make up
shit. You make this crap, but you don't adapt GoBusters because, it won't make money.
There's the Ninja Master Blade.
GoBusters was literally...
Oh my god, this is terrible.
An homage to Power Rangers.
No, Ichi.
What happened to it?
I will get to it.
You know what's cool, though? The blades actually do, like, rotate.
Oh my god, the blade's got a ripcord!
Yeah, because the blades actually rotate.
Because it's a chainsaw!
And it actually does make a chainsaw noise.
Yeah. I should hope so.
And you could actually you can actually pull the ripcord, and if you pull it fast enough, all three of the blades will spin.
It's so dumb!
Because that's not going to get caught in kid's hair.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Time for some haircuts!
Buy it before it's recalled.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
There is the American, it's called the Battle Gear.
Oh, look. Wait, does it shoot? It shoots darts!
It's
a Nerf
gun.
Oh, my God! Ah, I gotta get it! The guitar is a dart gun.
And actually, it's actually a really nice length.
No, it has NEX Ninja Star Blade above it.
Oh, no, that's the Ichibanto in over there. This one just doesn't have a name.
Oh, my God. It actually looks like a really good length, too.
Yeah, it looks pretty accurate. It's just got an orange barrel at the end of it.
That's what she said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm tempted now.
Star Blade.
Yeah.
Sword Star Shooter.
And then they're also releasing the comm badge.
The intercom.
The comm link.
Or the data comm.
That's actually awesome, though. Was that at all in an intro?
It is.
Shuki,
the watch was not. Yeah, that's completely
Shuki
original.
Had mentioned that if he wants to get that made into like an Apple Watch case from nowhere.
And then there's the Ninja Blaster, which is remolded to look like from a frog and looks more like a snake now.
Well, you understand why, right?
Because it's Ninja's Power Stars.
No, because the actual frog gun, remember what happens when you stick a shuriken in it? The tongue pops out.
Yep.
Kind of a sexual innuendo, if you ask me.
Sure.
So this is better? Having a snake instead of a frog?
Because it doesn't have the giant blaster thing that looks like a penis.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Do I need to pull out the gun?
I've seen this at Toys R Us. Why?
Ninja training gear.
What are you... Are you
actual weird-shaped daggers and sai and claws and a flail
and
a chain.
Is Bandai trying to train up their own army of kid ninjas or something?
Anyways, we
poor
still
ninjas.
Got many
kid
other parts of the toy fair to look at. So
let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh look, you can get the sash.
You can get the poncho.
Come on, Ichi, let's move on to the next part.
All right.
Was that a ninja? More like a nanja. Terrible what passes for a ninja these days.
All right, next on Toy Fair, Power Rangers Ninja Steel Lion Fire Fortress Zord.
Okay. This is cool, but they also fucked up super badly.
It's fucking massive.
It's 20 inches tall.
They also, they fucked it up because look at this shot of Shurikenjin sitting inside it.
Because it's meant to be a playset as well.
But they completely missed the point of why Lion Howe has recessed knees because the legs of the Megazord are supposed to sit there.
And go do
and operate
like
pedals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they not pay attention?
Yes.
What am I asking? Of course they didn't pay attention.
It's Bandai America.
Just put more toys on this big toy.
Pretty much.
Help, I'm a ninja and I can't get up.
You guys put that in.
All I have is a darn flail.
Oh my god.
Scythe.
Oh, you can put Aka Ninja in
the
mouth.
Yeah, you can put the 5-inch figure in its mouth.
It's got little turrets you can set them on.
See, it's meant to be a playset. And it comes with its own jail cell.
It's got cages.
Even
damn, it's big!
That woman's like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Oh my god, that face!
Like, Lion Howe
can go
fuck itself.
That face. Yeah. That face right there is, I get paid to look at this shit.
What the fuck am I even staring at?
Over 20 inches tall.
Yeah.
Fight fire with lion fire.
God.
Get out. Get out, Bandai.
Okay, next.
Wait. Well,
what?
We saw a sneak peek of Chozette's figure.
Oh.
There.
Up top.
See it? There it is.
Chozette Ninja.
Okay,
all
right, next. Power Rangers, Lionsgate, movie figures and accessories, including a 12-inch Goldar.
Which we already know about.
The Legacy Red Ranger movie helmet.
Which is cool.
Lights and Sounds Alpha 5.
Oh, no.
It's a...
Oh, no.
It's an interactive...
Oh, God, its eyes light up!
Oh, no! It's terrifying!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and you can get a mask of the Megazord head.
Movie Megazord mask.
Show me what you got.
Wait, go to the... Oh, yeah, and then they're making a...
Legacy coin set? Even though the Morpher comes with
them? Yeah, but these are bigger ones, and they're more like movie actors.
These are the actual coins.
Which is
Okay, the movie the Megazord mask is actually not bad.
And also, Gar, isn't it funny that last week you were complaining that they weren't making Legacy Ninja coins,
and then literally the day after, Bruno from MMPR Toys puts up a video. First thing he says, "Oh, Ninja Power coins," and he actually shows them off. And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Here you go.
What the fuckity fuck did I just look? What?
Oh yeah, gold Titanus. That's a thing.
Black and gold Titanus to be drawn.
It's okay. Anyways.
Yeah. So
more legacy items.
Yeah.
Which is basically the helmet, the power sword.
Power sword, and an actual. They released a separate coin set of just the.
Yeah, we talked about those last week.
Yes, we did. Okay.
And then one thing that I'm happy about.
Legacy Zio 6.5 inch figures.
Oh my fucking god! Gimme!
Yeah, boy, do those look pretty.
They look
all right.
And the best part is,
as American figures go,
like Bandai of America finally understands. Instead of releasing half the team throughout two waves, all the Zio Ranger figures are just gonna be in one wave.
Yay!
Which is wonderful.
Equal sign ring.
I need that.
It's called balance.
Oh.
Balance. Doste.
I remember looking that up because I was confused. Like, what the fuck shape is that?
But yeah, the Zio Ranger figures, probably with, like, all the other legacy figures, don't come with their signature weapons. They come with, like, the blaster in, like, a hilted version of the sword.
Oh.
But it comes with a Build-A-Figure piece to become the Zio Megazord.
There you go.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I always prefer the Super Zio Megazord.
And right beside them, you could see what, in my opinion, is the worst idea that Bandai of America ever done. Hey, you want the signature weapons? Well, we're re-releasing the Mighty Morphin team, but in metallic colors.
Yes. Fuck that.
But the worst part is...
It's a metallic armor.
Worst part is, the weapons are, like, made of these, like, soft plastic.
I can tell.
It's not even, like, hard plastic, and they don't
fly. Just like the Green Ranger's Sword of Darkness. And Dragon Daggers, made out of that crappy bendy plastic so kids don't poke their eyes out and shit.
So, honestly, it's not even worth getting the figures.
No.
All right. Next.
Also, Dino Thunder figures were announced.
Cool. Boom Comics MMPR Annual 2017 Covers and Release Reveal.
Yay!
So we're getting a cover album of the theme songs?
No.
Covers of the comics.
Oh,
this is a pretty nice piece of art, actually.
Yes. Cool. Much like with last year's annual, this annual will consist of tiny Power Ranger stories that don't really connect, but they're like based on the Mighty Morphin team. It'll be released May 10th, which is a Wednesday. Shocking nobody. And will cost $8, so basically an extra $4, like, comic-wise.
And the summary of this issue is, the future of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers starts here, as Tommy makes a choice that will have huge consequences for the team. Black Power Rangers from across parallel dimensions meet to face off against a deadly foe, and all new secret origins revealed.
Yes, because in the first annual, we actually got Goldar's backstory, in which he had a brother named Silverback.
Okay.
Lord Zedd killed him. And that's where Goldar got his sword.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Anyways, we won't spoil anything further for the readers of the comic.
At least his name wasn't Silverdar.
Silverdar.
Yeah.
That actually sounds okay. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Nickelodeon plans Ninja Seal doubleheader on March 18th before going on hiatus.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course. Basically, so it's like, no new episode. Like, next week, we're going to still have two episodes on March 18th.
They're doing a double episode special.
Pretty much. Because, new movie. And then we're going on hiatus. Because it's Nickelodeon and they like to be dicks. About how, like, you can only have 20 episodes a season.
Dickelodeon?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Name of the episode,
like
Dickelodeon.
There you go.
Woo, good job,
everybody. Hashtag Dickelodeon.
That was him.
Dickelodeon.
No, you said Dickelodeon.
No, thank you.
Ever since Neo Saban, ever since Saban got Power Rangers back and has been on with Nickelodeon, throughout April all the way to fucking September, there's just a giant hiatus for Power Rangers.
That's so dumb.
It is dumb, but if there wasn't the hiatus, the season would have been done in, like, June.
Oh, and according to the summaries here, episode 8 is when we'll start seeing the Gold Ranger.
Well, yay!
That's kind of not hard when in the Ninja we only had 7 episodes without the Gold Ranger.
No, he showed up like episode 9.
No, episode 8. Anyways. He is.
I thought he showed up episode 6. Now.
I don't know. I'd have to check, but I don't care enough. Next.
Okay. Ultra replicas of Ultraman Dino's Reflasher got announced.
It looks like a Power Rangers Turbo Key.
Don't question it. Basically, since the original Ultraman's beta capsule...
You too can have a capsule that can flip people off.
Not a fan of Dinah? Fuck you.
No, Crunchyroll not getting the rights to Dinah? Give him the bird. But no, it's being released...
Reflash him the bird.
For those that don't know, Ultraman Dinah came out in 1997, so this year marks the 20th anniversary of Ultraman Dinah.
Damn.
So it makes sense why this is being released.
Dinah, won't you bow your horn? I'm not sorry.
I'm still waiting for Crunchyroll to get their rights on Ultraman Dinah. Just for its...
I'm dying to see it!
Pretty much. Because of every Ultra series, Ultraman Dinah is the only one that has never been subbed.
Oh, why?
Because... it's Ultraman. Nobody likes subbing Ultraman.
Yeah, but why only that season?
Because
it's Ultra Dynamite. Just because. Blue. I don't know.
Because every other series has either been A, licensed by Crunchyroll, or B, been subbed by a subgroup because they were new at the time.
Huh. All right.
So the Reflasher will release in July for $7,800 before fees and shipping. Pre-orders have begun.
It has begun.
It has begun.
SH Figuarts Ultraman Orb Origin and Origin the First have been confirmed for release.
Damn.
It makes sense.
Oh, fuck yes.
Hey, look, he's got his own version of Deno's Liner Form Sword.
You mean the Orb Caliber?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, he's not wrong.
I'm excited about this because it's Figuarts of Ultraman. Based on Orb.
It figures.
Okay. They are both on Amazon Japan exclusive. Wait a minute. If each of you can zoom in so that I can read. Thank you. Hot in the heels of that release, we also have news. SH Figuarts Ultraman Orb Origin the First. Origin the First is a form for Orb's exclusive series.
How many times can we say Orb?
Many times. It'll be released August 2017, as well retail for 5,500 yen. However, this figure is also marketed as an Amazon Japan exclusive release.
Whereas the other Origin form is normal retail.
Because, get it? Ultraman Origin the First is from the Origin Saga, which you can only get on Amazon Prime.
Oh! That's what we call cross-branding!
Yeah! Alright, Super Mario, where are the fucking subs? You said subs coming soon.
Subs
we're like dubs. We're like 4 episodes away from the Origin Saga to be finished. Where are the subs?
At Subway.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh.
And Christmas.
Hey!
Just...
go watch Ultraman Orb. It's a fantastic series.
Yes, especially with this news coming up right now.
Oh, fuck!
Ultra Fight Orb spinoff coming this spring, in which we first heard about this from the Ultra Zero Chronicle about this, but now there's more information about it. Yay!
God, that thing looks like the Guyver.
It'll take place after the Ultraman Orb movie coming out in March, like sometime, like 2 weeks from now, in which it'll be a 13-episode miniseries, each episode consisting of, like, 8 minutes, in which it'll follow Ultraman Orb as he teams up with Ultraman Zero, who is, once again, his VA returns. Can't remember his name.
Whatever.
And Ultra 7's actor will be returning, because it's his 50th anniversary.
Jeez, Orb's getting so many spin-off shows. It's like he was popular or something.
Not really, Lynn.
Oh.
Ultra Fight Victory also happened. Ultra Fight Zero. It basically, the Ultra Fight series.
Is it like the Hyper Battle video of this series?
No, it's more or less a mini. We can't really make a full series out of it, so we're just going to make it into a mini series of only like 8 episodes. We find out the villain of this mini series, if you can scroll down each of these. His name is Phantom Wizard Ray Batos. Wow. God damn, is that design.
He looks halfway between Ecliptor and Delu Knight.
He kind of looks like a Guyver unit.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was like, he looks kind of like a Guyver.
Like a Guyver, but fatter.
Like a Guyver monster.
Yeah. He's like a fat Guyver.
So if I was a Guyver.
Well, his hips are just screaming, damn!
But wait, there's more.
I'm going to ignore that.
Besides from that, two arcade forms of Ultraman orbs, two forms from the Ultraman Orb arcade are actually going to appear in this series. One of them being,
Lightning Attacker.
Yeah, Lightning Attacker, which is a form of Ultraman X and Ultraman Ginga.
And a Miriam Slugger.
Who is a combination of Ultraman Zero and Ultra Seven.
So father and son form.
Yes. In which I am somewhat sad because I feel... As this series is progressing, I have a feeling in April we'll have confirmation on the next Ultra series that might be airing in July.
Ooh.
If there is one this year.
Let's hope.
Then again, Ultraman Ginga S, X, and or have been... Actually, since Ginga, it's been consistent that each year there's been a new Ultraman series. So let's hope that soon we will get trademarks of new Ultraman series.
Oh, yeah.
So Ultra Fight Orb, their first episode will air Saturday, April 15th. There will be 8 3-minute-long episodes during Ultraman Zero the Chronicle. And
anyways.
That's about it for the news this week.
Cool. Bandai America sucks.
No, not land.
You're learning that now.
And that's the moral of the story.
Hey, Bandai of America doesn't suck. They actually gave us a sludge figure.
I mean, they gave me a 1-to-1 scale Saba, so I can't complain about that.
A sludge figure. Pew,
pew. Shut up.
See you next time.
Bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.